this time. Down the bars
to the bloody end. Latina, my beautiful daughter,
half Mexican and Salvi, the perfect girl from Cali.
Yeah, they love you because you're such a hip-hop head, and they love that. We love that. Everybody loves that.
I'm glad you really get it like that. She's a genius.
Give it up for Latina, please.
Hey, it's Letty, and it's episode 23. Shout out to Jordan. I love Kobe, though. Just saying. Okay, episode 23 of Letty Set Go. And this week, I got to sit down with King Lil G, one of the guys from out here that I gotta say, I won't even call him an up-and-comer, because he's definitely solidified, is setting the blueprint down for a lot of people that are following him, whether it be on the business tip, or whether it be on the music tip, on the Latino tip. Whatever angle you're looking at it, this guy has put in the work and definitely has his own movement. He's also going to be performing at Welcome to the West, which I'm hosting if you're in LA or around LA. It's going down in Ontario at Toyota Arena, September 20th. Ice Cube's headlining, Bone Thugs is going to be there, DJ Quick, King Lil G, Dom Kennedy, Roddy Ricch. This is a really dope concert. If you want to be there, there's still tickets that you can grab at thewestfestival.com, okay? Now, let's get into the interview with King Lil G. King Lil G, years since I've talked to you.
I know.
But I'm glad we get to catch up. Wow. It's been years.
I think the last time I saw you, yes, we were at a pool party popping champagne.
Yeah, I know.
Now we're popping baby bottles.
Yeah, see, I love that. It's growth.
Yes.
Okay, the new album, Eternal, it's out now. Yes. I have to tell you, my favorite record by far. And what I love about you is that you're all encompassing. You can't look at you and say, I know what kind of rap he makes.
Yeah.
And a record that especially stood out to me, which I feel is so important, is Crenshaw with Pac-Man.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I feel like not only is it the street record, but you also touch on subjects that, even if it's a little bit, you touch on Nip, you touch on immigration already in that record. You touch on how we can even get blamed for our lifestyle, but the government won't look at the society factors that they put into kind of what we fall into.
Right.
How did Crenshaw come together?
It came down together because, I was driving down Crenshaw, and I mainly went over there just to go look at the whole Nipsey memorial thing that they have going on over there all the time. Mm-hmm. And I also wanted to look at the murals and all that stuff. And then I just got this feeling in my heart. I was like, man, I need to rap about this because, I knew Nipsey. Mm-hmm. I made music with him. Like, if anybody should be talking about it, it's me and not people who didn't make songs with him. You know what I'm saying? So I was just like, I got to represent. And especially, I got to give my support coming from our people. And, just to show respect and show the family that, you get support from all communities, not just African-American.
You know, you have that like-mindedness that he had, too, that I got to enterprise my stuff. And absolutely. I got, if no one's going to give it to me, I'll make it myself.
Right.
At what point in your come up did you feel like, if I don't get signed or if someone's not funding me, I'm going to figure out how to just push this wagon myself?
I started thinking about that earlier on when I needed to shoot videos and upload them on YouTube. Mm-hmm. And I needed people to shoot really good quality videos that were expensive to me. They were over 10K. Well, the directors, bringing them from out of town, and it was just expensive for me at the time. And I told myself, man, I gotta really take over the wheel. Otherwise, other people are gonna fall asleep behind it, and I don't know where my career is gonna go. So I said, I gotta take control of this right now. I gotta invest all of my money, and I gotta make sure that I prioritize my career. Mm-hmm. I gotta make sure that I use the best of everything. So I would say in the year 2012 is when I really put my foot on the gas, and I just didn't have no option but to go get it.
And you did it. And I think one of the favorite parts of what you bring content wise is your videos.
Yeah.
You just dropped Glocks and Rollies.
Yes.
It is I feel like we all want to be the star in our own narco film or own Scarface.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you got the chance to do that.
That's exactly what I did. Yep. I was watching Narcos one night and I was smoking, having a great time. And then I told myself, oh, snap, I look great at a house like that.
Yeah.
I was smoking like that with a gold AK like that. Shout out to the film company, too, that brought all the stuff that I needed, all the wardrobe, all the ladies too. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate, because now I work with companies who will just bring everything together in one, versus me trying to, you know, versus me trying to scatter around and trying to find everything.
You know who I really look up to? Edward James Olmos, because at a time when we weren't getting films made about our stories, even if it's street stuff or if it's like educational, he stepped in and he's like, I'm gonna just fund this stuff. He made American Me, stuff that we see ourselves in. And I think that you can really be that. I'm not trying to push you into something you don't do, but like, I feel like you can bring that to our viewers.
Absolutely. I actually do want to make my own films. I wrote a short film already, but right now, you know, I'm really just trying to find the right people to work on the stuff. And I just do it just because I can, or because, you know, I have the budget for it. Like, I really want to find the right people to help me out with that.
Thank you.
It's coming. So if you want to roll, if you want to roll, you know, you want to be the lady that pulls up and, you know, with the suitcase and does one of those crazy, what was the name of that movie that Alicia Keys came on in Common? They're just shooting all over the place. I think it was,
I don't know, it was
something about cards. It was something about poker, smoking aces.
I need a peep.
If you want one of those parts, Letty, I got
you. I'm in.
I got you.
I can be the, you know how that movie Warriors, when there's someone, like the lady's like talking and she's on the radio?
Yeah.
I'm like, I was on
that could
do
be
that.
You. Yeah, that could be you. What's up?
He's rolling through the hood, everybody. Like, be careful.
Yeah, let's get it.
Okay, I do want to also speak to you about, I saw this, and this, if within our community, I think we have certain hurts and pains that we don't really speak out against, or we feel like if we are speaking out against, sometimes there's an issue and we don't really have like our Al Sharptons or our like leaders like that, that will set up a march and we'll get together and unite us so that we can do something about it. Yeah. And specifically when it comes to this recent video of these little kids whose parents were separated during an ICE raid and they are just feeling it. I see my sons, you know, and it doesn't matter as far as like the situations that got them here. It's still a family unit that's being torn apart. As a father, how does that make you feel? And as a Latino, how does that make you feel?
You know, I know how that feels. First of all, firsthand, I know how that feels because I am I come from an immigrant family. I am an immigrant. And, you know, I also went through that. I was 6 years old in Mexico selling newspaper trying to survive. You know what I'm saying? So I know definitely what hard life is like. Yeah. But we do need a certain type of political leader.
Yeah.
We don't need, like, you know, rappers trying to be advocates or nothing like that, because I feel like that doesn't work because it's not coming from the appropriate source.
We don't know the steps either. Like, we can just, we have the
right. All we're going to look like is a bunch of people ranting about things. And, you know, just, you know, making other people do wild things, you know what I'm saying? So I'm very careful with what I say because I don't want to be on the internet saying, you know, F Donald Trump.
Right.
And, you know, I don't like this and I don't like, and then advocating the wrong thing, you know what I'm saying? I'm very careful about what I do because I know that I am influential, you know what I'm saying? So I don't want to come off, it does make me angry, you know what I'm saying? It does make me angry. I don't think it's right. But at the same time, you know, I feel like we need help from a way higher source. Than just me being a rapper. But I will say it's very unfortunate, and that does break my heart. Like, the look that those kids have in their eyes is like you could already see the pain, you know what I'm saying, before they even start speaking. Like, and it's a sad thing. But I will say, like, this is kind of like a late topic. Like, I've been rapping and talking about this already for like the last 5 years. They've been doing this, you know what I'm saying? Now, you know, mainstream media is really on it because I feel like the hate for Donald Trump, you know, that makes them talk about it even much more. But this has been happening. I've had family members, you know, that this happened to many, many, many years ago. And, you know, we had to go through that hardship. And I definitely know what they feel. But I do feel like we need our political leaders to come in and really enforce what needs to be done.
You know, something I see, too, when I see that little girl is like, there's this Mexican proverb, they tried to bury us, but they didn't realize we were seeds. And when I see kids go through that, I see the pain in them, but I also see the soldier that they're going to be later.
Right.
Like, that, like even how you were saying when you were six and you were doing that, like, look at you now.
Right.
Like, look at the fight that you do have in front of you and you take it on, because you know what? I've been through worse. And I feel like even those little girls and those children, because I go to visit some that have been, they're in a private location out here in LA, and not in LA, in California. These kids are like, they're not, don't feel sorry for me. They're not on the tip like that. They're not like on some Save the Children, like, commercial thing. They're like, nah, this is my life. This is what I got to do.
You know what? Like, I don't mean to cut you off, but like, just as you're speaking, I'm thinking to myself, what can we really do to, like, can we really walk up in one of these facilities? Even if you do have money, what kind of help can you really give these kids? I don't think they're going to allow you to give them anything.
Right.
First of all, or even go try to stand and protest and do anything like that. Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so like I said, we just need somebody to step in from a higher place and really set things into perspective. And they need to go have a sit down. Yeah. Like, that's what needs to happen. They need to have a sit down. And those type of things aren't public. You know what I'm saying? But hopefully, I just don't see what solution is really going to come out of that. I don't feel like there's going to be a man coming in with a suit and a tie and saying, free all these kids now. I don't think that's going to happen. Right. Let's be realistic. But something needs to go down. Yeah. And if anybody has an answer, please DM me. Let me know how I can help. You know what I'm saying? I'm more than willing to do it. Mm-hmm. I just don't want to be ranting about it on, you know, on Instagram for clout.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like a lot of that shit is going on right now. I'm sorry. I don't know. I think we're not supposed to be saying that. But I think a lot of that is going on for clout.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they want to stay on that topic so people could engage with them, but...
Well, even if you're mad, it's easier to like, not mess with you. It's easier to, like, turn you away because, oh, they're just mad. They don't get it.
Exactly.
They're in their emotions.
Right. They don't get it. Mm-hmm. These people are just a bunch of angry people.
Mm-hmm.
Tell them to go that way. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That's their answer, their usual answer. But like I said, if there's a real solution, please, let's get involved. Let's do it. Let's make it happen.
Okay, I'm going to hit you with the real solution then. Because
Please, let's go.
I did the same thing. Like, I posted something and I'm like, I don't want to fight about who's right, who's wrong, who started it, when, like, Trump or Obama or what heck, or
I'm mad
at MAGA or whatever.
Right.
I just want to know, how can I help this little kid that's crying? How can I make him feel better?
Right.
And someone hit me from one of these private facilities and was like, look, we're not ICE. We kind of take on kids that are in between. So they're in the process of going to court and figuring out whether they're either going to get asylum.
Do these people need funding?
Well, no, because they're already funded.
Right.
But what the kids need and what I learned is, like, they're only allotted, like, a little bag. Like, all they have in their life is a little bag.
Okay.
And they have, like, one pair of shoes and one, like, thing of clothes.
Okay.
What they want is more of that. Like, it's like, imagine, like, you're a teen.
All right,
and you're
perfect.
Like, man, I just want to be fresh. Like, not for nothing, but even that little bit makes you feel good. Like, you got to think of the struggles we face. But, like, for girls, it's like, when I get my manicure, I feel good. When I get, like, when I can... listen to music, I feel good.
Yeah.
The thing that they most request is MP3 players.
Okay.
And like DVDs.
All right, we on.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, we on. And I promise
you,
I
help them be more comfortable within their life.
Absolutely.
In between. It's not to save them. But
I give you my word. I give you my word that I'm gonna vlog this and I'm gonna pull up over there. And I'm going to take a bunch of MP3s and all this. You make
me
a little list.
It'll change your life.
You make me a little list.
Straight up. And what's crazy is when we go, we think we're helping. They're helping us. Like it's a back and forth.
Yeah.
And God bless him. And God bless you for doing that.
Thank you. We're on a mission, and like I said, I'm about solutions, not discussing the problem
again
and again and again. That doesn't take us nowhere.
Right. Now going back to Eternal, because I'm sorry that like I diverted.
Hey.
Putting this together, and I feel like you give us a motion picture within the album.
Yeah.
Like they say, like Good Kid, Mad City could have been a short film. I feel like your albums can be short films.
Thank you.
And that's what kind of pressed you so hard to be like that visual person.
Yeah.
But you give that to us and your crew does too.
Thank you.
How important is it for you to get them like active and them like on their own movement?
Yeah, you know, it's very important we talk about that because there's been a big change when it comes to my whole posse, my whole crew, you know. Something different has happened ever since my little homie EMC got into a very, very bad car crash. Mm. He almost lost his life. He was in a coma for 3 months. And, you know, that really changed everything. It changed my perspective. It allowed me to see who was around me for the right reasons, for the wrong reasons. It allowed me to see who was going to be there for him. And, you know, it kind of was like, man, if I was going through what he was going through, then these people would be acting the exact same way towards me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? In our own group, our own circle. So that kind of, you know, discouraged me. And I kind of just steered away from even having a posse like that. I told myself, like, nah, I'd rather have a couple of soldiers with me than a bunch of, you know, dummies or just a bunch of people trying to be around me for clout because a lot of that shit goes down.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, right now I'm just on my solo tip and I moved my little homie into my house and I'm taking care of him fully, trying to recover him, taking him to mental therapy, taking him to physical therapy. Like I really stepped in, like I literally adopted him.
Mm.
Now I'm parent guardian.
Yeah.
So anywhere he wants to go, I'm signing all permission slips type shit.
That's fire.
Yeah.
Do you feel like that's a scary step too? Because sometimes those people get upset.
Yeah, they do get upset. But, you know, I'm a really firm man when it comes to my decisions.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like, you know, when I feel like I just need to move a certain way, people who love me are not going to want to expect an explanation or for me to make them feel good about something that I feel bad about.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm just in a situation where I don't really care what people think, what people want to do. Like, this is just how I'm moving. And if they're not going to be helping my little homie out, then right. I don't even want to hear anything about me or feelings. You know what I'm saying?
It's hard. Yeah, I was watching this. There's this going to be this series about Selena. Wow. It's called like El Secreto de Selena, it's based on Yolanda.
Oh yeah.
And so it kind of shows, I guess, like her backstory, her growing up, she was bullied, not to excuse what she did, but kind of what led her there. Huh. And a lot of it is that cutoff. Like, she wanted to be like Selena's this, and then they cut her off and then she went wild. Not that I was telling you,
right.
It's crazy the things people do.
Also what happened to Nipsey, that made me cut my circle real short.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, real small. I didn't want to be around a lot of people no more. Mm-hmm. I was like, hell no. Like, Nipsey, like, I swear, like, he was like, man, like, he almost went through like a Jesus Christ type of moment where his life was sacrificed. But at the same time, it kind of taught you a big lesson. It taught everybody a big lesson. All rappers, like, you don't know who your friends could be. Right. You don't know who's around you. You don't know who could put you in a bad situation. So I definitely learned from that.
Or even what's the cost of being that close to, because sometimes you see like, oh man, like, you got bodyguards, and oh man, like, you don't come around anymore, but it's right. Like, there's a safety hazard in
that
now.
And it's also a part of being professional, because you got to think this: if you're at a location somewhere, you're being public, you're a famous person, and you have an altercation with people, do you really want your friends beating up some guy and jumping someone? Mm-hmm. Or do you want security to accordingly do the right thing and say, yo, move about the way, and then, you know, get you to your car and to where you need to go, instead of having you and your boys be on some Tupac stuff.
Yeah.
Now you're on camera beating somebody up. Mm-hmm. Now you got to go do some jail time for some dummies.
Yep.
Like, it's all bait too. Like, dummies will put you some bait. And if you go for it, then, you know, you're going to go and do some time.
Yeah, no, I feel that. Dude, I have to tell you about this because you popped in my head the second I heard it, and I hated it. And I love this guy. I'm talking about Go Loco, YG. Like, the fact that you're not on it, if he was going to do anything like Latino, Mexican, it's not just Latino, it's Mexican. I would have like tapped into you, tapped into Snow, tapped into even Sad Loco, Sad Boy Loco.
Yeah.
I know you got the fan request, like, you should be on it.
Yeah.
Did you think about jumping? Like,
I did. They did tell me about it. But, you know, at the same time, I respect all artists. And whatever it is they want to do, you know what I'm saying, it's all good. But YG, if you do want to make a remix and you want to throw me on that, I'll rap on it. You know what I'm saying? Throw some Spanish and we'll go local for real.
We are seeing some more, and I love it on the mainstream tip. We're seeing some more, like, Latino
interaction.
Influence. Yeah. Like the MBJ record, the Uno song. I really want to see, like, one, how you feel about it, and two, like, I feel like you should be injected and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And the people that are that, not for nothing, because we do have allies within the Black community, and they're the ones, like, pushing it. And I feel like maybe that takes the, like, hey, you guys listen to this.
Yeah.
But the fact that he put in, like, a little cumbia.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, y'all are bumping to a wee bit. That's us all day. Come to a carne asada. Dude, feel it.
Yeah, we've been doing that. I love it. I think it's really fun. The kids love it too, and I always think it's dope. Once the kids are engaging to stuff, it's like, let them have a good time. Let them have a great time.
I love it. Okay, so we're going to be on Welcome to the West. I'm hosting. You're going to be a part of the
absolutely.
Lineup. So have a little game. It's pretty easy. Someone were new to the West Coast and you had to introduce them and show them around, what taco spot would you send them to?
I take them to Ray Ray's Tacos in Watts off of 109 and... Man, I got to give y'all the address.
What would you order?
I would order 4 tacos de asada, 1 quesadilla, and a burrito to go for my people.
Damn, you can eat.
I could. Yeah.
Okay. 3 rappers they would need to know.
Definitely. They would need to know Tupac, Nipsey Hussle, and Eazy-E.
Mandatory. Put yourself in there.
Well,
look,
they talking
at you,
to me.
Humble.
They talking
look
to me.
You.
They talking
oh, they
to me.
They already
so
know.
They should. You know, I'll slip my music through.
Right. All right. What West Coast landmark would they have to visit?
I'd say you definitely gotta come to Hollywood. You definitely gotta go to the Watts Towers and check out some stuff there. You gotta go to the Placita Olvera in downtown Los Angeles. Check out some of that Mexican heritage.
Yep.
And And yeah, visit some Mexican restaurants over there off in Orange County too. Well, you said LA or like
West Coast?
Yeah, go to Mariscos Hector, guys. They got the best.
That's in the OC?
Yes. Mm. They got the best mariscos there, and it's fucking great. I'm not supposed to say bad words.
Yeah, it's okay. You'll have your West Coast introduction. Thank you so much, King Lil G, for hanging out with me.
Thank you so much.
Awesome seeing you. I could talk to you all day.
Yes.
All right, we have a cutoff time. But thank you for hanging out.
Thank you for having me.